Hey, warriors. Get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button. And let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews, because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. You know, we all know individuals who are people pleasers, and maybe that someone is you. Ouch. Did that one hurt? Man, that sentence says so much. Hi, this is Gina, here to help you rise above the abuse. I know women who don't see themselves as enablers, but their actions say otherwise. People pleasing is so ingrained in them. Do you know a woman who constantly is fixing their man's plate? Do you know a woman who gets her man's drinks for him, even if she is clear in the other room? They don't see this as enabling their man to be reliant on them. They don't see this as their man manipulating them. However, when you take a step back and look, enabling is exactly what they are doing. How do you know if you are a real people pleaser? Any of the following sound like you? Afraid of being rejected or abandoned? Preoccupied about what others think and feel? Fearing of saying no, setting limits, or seeming mean? Hungering for the approval of others? Stuck in relationships where they give more than they get? Overworked because of an overdeveloped sense of personal responsibility? Neglected of your own needs, exhausted, overbooked, and burnt out trying to take care of others? Commonly, you'll see people pleasing along with one or more of these other traits. The traits such as low self-esteem, overachievement, strong need of control, type A personalities, perfectionism. That list stings me a little. How about you? Do you see yourself in any of those traits? I could see myself in those traits. If you're not a subscriber already, I ask that you please take a moment and subscribe to this channel so that you don't miss out on any of the content like this that's going to help you rise above the abuse. Vanessa Holmes said, "You do not have to change yourself to appease anyone. You are perfectly worthy as you are. You do not have to earn love and support. Ask yourself, are you a people pleaser? I used to be a big people pleaser. If this is you, make a mental note of this. And the next time your autopilot kicks in the people pleasing, stop, reassess, and react accordingly to your new mindset. This also goes for your children too. If your child or children are capable of doing something for themselves, let them. Sure, it may take longer, but that is how they grow. And that is how you are preparing them for the world after they grow up. People pleasing hides the real you. Remember, I'm rooting for you. And like always, I'm right here to help you rise above the abuse. Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse,
for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there, be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse.